Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jane Milano, M-I-L-A-N-O. Jane Milano is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/12/21. Apparently she was pushing and pulling heavy carts that were not working because they were new wheels. Apparently there were also new carts and being used for the first time. Apparently, as a result, she believes she injured her back down the left and right legs. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a herniated disc with nerve damage treated surgically. She has completed a course of active treatment that included pain management. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Milano alleged she was pushing a heavy cart full of boxes and injured her back and stomach area. Her treatment records show she was seen on 4/1/21 for back x-rays, period. This was a degraded exam, but showed scoliosis, common facet joint disease, and disc space narrowing. Period consideration for other imaging was suggested if clinically warranted. Period on 4/16/21, she was seen by Dr. Barr, B-A-R-R, period. She related onset of lumbar pain on 3/28/21 during the afternoon, period. This was a recheck visit, period. His diagnosis was strain of muscle fascia and tendon of the lower back. Pretty had her own modified activities, and was to follow up. There she did so on 4/16/21, when he continued her restrictions through 5/1/21. Period, she returned to him on 5/3/21. Stating her lumbar pain was slightly better, but worse when she does work duties. Period, physical therapy was helping. Period, her symptoms radiated to the left hip. Period. Dr. Barr then also diagnosed a unilateral inguinal hernia, for which she was to follow up with a general surgeon. She also had a gluteus medius tear in the past, period. She had a left inguinal hernia since the original injury, period. He did not describe any other diagnostic studies to the involved areas, period. She was seen on 5/12/21 by Dr. Ponzio, period. Actually, right before that, she printed out information from her patient portal at Inspira. This indicated on 7/20/21, she underwent laparoscopic hernia robot-assisted inguinal hernia repair, period. She had also undergone injections of some unspecified type on 3/25/16, period. Okay, going back to Dr. Ponzio, he learned she had been working at Walmart for about 4 years, period. He performed a comprehensive evaluation, noting comments such as, quote, I don't think Walmart is a nice company. Period, end quote. She did admit that the activity restrictions were followed. Period. She had also been appropriately referred for physical therapy. Period. At the conclusion of his evaluation, he concluded Ms. Milano does not have any work restrictions for an orthopedic condition. Period. He also wrote she was unable to provide a history of an incident that would relate to the development of a permanent low back injury. Period. Additionally, there were no objective findings on her radiographic studies or physical exam to suggest she sustained a related spinal injury. Period. In fact, he had reviewed radiographic studies that suggested a long-standing process that predated her employment with Walmart. Paired exam did not reveal findings of radiculopathy or neurological deficits. Paired. He wrote, maintenance exercising is important in patients with multi-level lumbar degenerative disease, such as Ms. Milano. Period. Within his report, there are copies of certain radiographs from 4-1-21 and 5-12-21 of the lower back and sacrum. Period. New paragraph on 7-21-21, Dr. Cheng, C-H-E-N-G, performed a robotic-assisted laparoscopic left inguinal hernia repair with mesh. The post-operative diagnosis was left inguinal hernia. Period. She received a return to work note from SMC Health Physicians on 10-5-21. Period. It kept her out through 11-9-21. Period. She was seen in this group on 1-25-22 by Dr. Levy, L-E-V-Y. Period. He noted she did have an MRI that showed spondylosis on some end plate changes. But there was also some spinal stenosis. Period. He extended her absence from work pending epidural injections from Dr. Scringe, S-C-R-I-N-G-E. Period. She did undergo an EMG on 12-22-21 by Dr. Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L. Period. He wrote this was an abnormal study with electrodiagnostic evidence for chronic right old L5 radiculopathy. Period. She did in fact undergo an MRI of the left hip on 4-14-22 that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. On 9-2-22, she was seen neurosurgically by Dr. Bilbao, B-I-L-B-A-O. Period. She had undergone injections by Dr. Scringe in the meantime without relief. Period. Dr. Bilbao. Concluded she had lumbar spondylolisthesis and sacroiliac inflammation. Period. He suggested sacroiliac joint injections from Dr. Scaringe, but he did not see any surgical lesions. Apparently, he was to follow up with him on an as-needed basis. Paired new paragraph, prior records show. On 3/13/18, the petitioner was seen at Inspira Health Family Medicine, complaining of left hip pain. Apparently, he also needed medications refilled and discussed increasing Xanax. Apparently, he told them the orthopedist was unsuccessful in getting an MRI of the left hip. Apparently, he did undergo x-rays of those areas. Apparently, he was encouraged to follow up with the orthopedic surgeon. Period. Medications at that time included tramadol, comma, naproxen, comma, omeprazole, comma, hydroxyzine, comma, and alprazolam. Period. On /3/19/18, she had x-rays of the pelvis and hip that showed no acute osseous pathology. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal. General appearance. From the outset, she complained of pain with being in any position, such as standing, sitting, or laying. Period. She brought with her a new cane that she just started a couple of weeks ago. Period. Extremities lower, she remained in yoga pants and socks. So no pinprick testing or direct observation was performed. Period. She had right hip flexion of 35 degrees with extreme complaints of tenderness going to the lower back, comma, leg, comma, and foot. Period. She had decreased internal rotation to 20 degrees with guarding. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. She was tender to palpation in the right upper, scratch that, right superior medial knee, but there was none on the left. Period. There was no tenderness to palpation at either hip. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. General appearance, she ambulated without a cane. Period. She volitionally performed walking with very short, deliberate steps. Period. She declined attempting to stand or walk on her heels or toes. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 45 degrees and rise. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to only 45 degrees. Period. Extension was to 15 degrees along with tenderness. Period. Bilateral rotation and side bending were full. Period. She was tender to palpation at the lumbosacral junction, comma, right greater trochanter, comma, iliac crest, comma, sciatic notch, and paravertebral musculature, in the absence of spasm, but there was none on their counterparts. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without elicited radicular complaints below the knee. Period. However, she had a positive reverse flip sign for symptom magnification. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period. She had positive axial loadings from torsion and Huber tests for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph, per your cover letter, when she's seen at Inspira on 4/1/21. They elicited a history of prior surgery for ligament or tendon tear in the left thigh. Period. She underwent x-rays of the lumbar spine there. Period. The treatment with Dr. Levy, comma, Cheng, comma, and Bilbao were unauthorized. Period. Dr. Ponzio also ascertained a history of prior gluteal muscle surgery. Period. She had unrelated left thigh radiculitis and possible inguinal hernia. Period. He wanted the hernia to be ruled out prior to releasing her to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Impressions. On 2/28/21, Jane Milano was pushing and pulling carts at work. Period. She said, "It's wheels. their wheels were not working properly, and as a result, she sustained nerve damage and a hernia. Period. She had extensive further evaluation and diagnostic workup, as noted above. Period. She had various specialist consultations. Period. She later underwent EMG on 12/22/21 that showed an old radiculopathy. Period. Her x-rays showed degenerative changes. Period. She did submit to hernia repair surgery by Dr. Cheng. Period. Ms. Milano did not currently reveal the history of gluteal surgery. Scratch that. She did admit to having thigh surgery in 2018. Period. She ultimately was discharged from care. Period. Her current exam found signs of functional overlay, but this was seen in attempts at range of motion testing of the right hip. Period. She also offered symptoms of pain while standing, sitting, and laying down. Period. She had a new cane that she just started using and apparently obtained on her own. Period. There was variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Her gait was inconsistent and exaggerated. Period. She had positive axial loadings from torsion and Huber test for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph this case represents 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. There's also 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the abdomen. Period. Her hernia has been definitively repaired without recurrence. Period. She also does not have any symptoms in the abdomen at this time. Period. End.